Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In the mornings, one of the most peaceful things I do is sit on the front porch, slowly drinking a hot cup of coffee. But lately, the sense of peace I get from God in those special moments begins to disappear the moment I log on to my computer. My news and social media feeds are full of heated comments from different sides of the political spectrum. Annoyance and irritation steal the peace I just felt moments before. There have been times I've been tempted to unplug all of my communication devices and just shut the door to keep this crazy world from creeping in. But brethren, God didn't call us to hide in a hole, even during a turbulent election season. However, if we're not careful, the bombardment of negativism in the various media outlets can literally steal our peace. So, how are we to walk in God's peace in the midst of an increasingly chaotic world? First of all, we must remember something. All of this confusion in our world is not from God. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." God wants us to have peace. God wants to give us that peace. On several occasions, Jesus said he was going to give us his peace. John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." However, brethren, there is a problem. There are spiritual enemies of peace. Paul spells this out for us in Ephesians 6, where he said, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So, how do we respond to, how do we fight these spiritual evil forces? Paul further tells us to put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Paul also proceeds to list the various parts of God's armor and tells us to then take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So, how do we walk in God's peace? Read God's Word. Immerse yourself in the words of Jesus. Friends, just as you sip your morning coffee or hot tea, savor God's promises. Drink in His peace. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us a way to stand against the negative storms we face, by offering us the spiritual tools that we can utilize to fight the enemies of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.